exercise change.
So from your experience, what's the best way to actually get started after establishing what it is that you want to do?
For me, I think the best thing is to find a teacher or like-minded people that you can practice with, because I remember there were days I really didn't want to go to Taekwondo, and I turned up and I was like, oh, I can't be bothered. And you have five people super motivated and they want to kick you and it's full contact.
Yeah.
So you better keep it up. There's right. No way of just just hopping around a little bit.
Sure.
So that is the number one advice I would probably give. And then it's always finding something that you enjoy rather than saying, oh, this will make me look the best. It's for example, take weightlifting, but yeah. You actually don't enjoy lifting the weights.
Okay.
Then sooner or later you will give up on it.
Okay.
But with me, I really enjoy just the kicking, the jump kicks, everything around it.
Mm.
And I never actually thought about, it wasn't, oh, I want to become a really good fighter. I actually just enjoy it.
Mm.
I just enjoyed the process. And at some stage, one of my coaches, he studied sports or physical education at school, and he came up with this really complex concept of making us a lot better during competitions, and it was like meticulously designed, but we didn't enjoy it at all. It was like, oh, we have to go to this class, and it was just terrible, and we actually didn't get any better. That's
okay.
What I found, like the first competition I had after, I was like, oh man, this is just not working.
Sure.
And I think I talked with another athlete about it, and he was like, it's not about joy, it's about pushing yourself. But I think there is an element of, if you don't enjoy what you're doing,
yeah,
then it just all becomes a hardship. Obviously, there are ups and downs, but on a general note, you should have some enjoyment.
And I guess links back to what you were saying before about enjoying the journey.
Yeah.
Yeah, and certainly for those people that have struggled with getting active and playing sport in the past, it's going to be even more of a struggle if they don't like what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're just doing it for an end result.
And I believe if you put like 10 people into martial arts, the same one, 9 probably won't like it, but there might be another form of physical exercise that they really enjoy, whatever it might be.
Mm.
So you just have to look into what's out there and what you could enjoy.
Right, so try to find something that's a good match with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, just picking up on what you said earlier there, around, you know, not wanting to go to Taekwondo, but once you got there, it was all right. So would you say almost it's almost a cliche, but taking that first step is the hardest thing to do? And once you sort of get, you know, once you walked in the door, then you're away.
You're away, pretty much. And for me at that stage, it wasn't a choice. It wasn't like, am I going to go or not? Am I not going to go? I was going to go.
Okay.
Anyway.
Sure.
There was no option of not going, because I was preparing for competitions and I would have probably been given a bit of shit, like, where have you been yesterday? And the coach would be like, are you right? Because I was there every time.
Mm. But it's interesting, isn't it? Because you always have a choice. But in your mind, it was, like you said, right at the start, it's black and white. You know, I'm going no matter what. But you always have a choice not to go as well, so it's interesting that you've kind of set that up yourself.
Yeah, I've probably set myself up into a little bit of a punishment circle, because if I hadn't gone, I would have just felt terrible at home and probably beat myself up my mind. So, and I knew I would feel better, so I was just getting onto that tram and getting there, and then I would be off.
So once you're sort of in the door, you're away.
Yeah.
Right, and I think, people say that all the time, like I said, it's a bit of a cliche, but taking that first step often really is the hardest part. And once you're there, you're just away.
Mm. So that's good if you have, like, a friend or something who's like, oh, I'm going to pick you up, because then you can't be like, oh, no, I'm not too sure about it. So at times you're really motivated, and you're like, oh, come on, let's go, and he'd be like, oh, I'm not too sure, and you're like, oh, come on,
I'll
pick you up. So you have, like, pretty good relationship of pushing each other. And I've seen that a couple of times. I actually went to one table tennis competition, and those really young guys, they're a couple of years younger than me, and they were amazingly good because they just pushed each other to a new level. And I had the same in my club, where a guy who was actually the best in the club pushed me a lot, because he was there every time and I was there every time, and he probably didn't benefit as much as I did, because I was a bit scared and he was a bit better than me, but ultimately I wouldn't have gotten there I got without him.
Sure. So I guess in a way you're talking about accountability, being accountable to someone outside of yourself.
Yes.
And that can make things a bit easier.